Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for helping us celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We have a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meissner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ivan is the founder of BNI Business Network International. What a great organization, so much success around the world that his brainchild has created, his hard work, and all the people who have helped him over the years. Ivan, thanks again for being here, and for all the folks whom you have helped, thank you for your great work.
It's been Mr. Toad's wild ride.
I love the way you say that. When folks, he's been hanging out with us for almost 20 years, and what a great commitment he's made to our work. We appreciate that very much. Okay, let's talk about. We're in this hole. We're digging. We're in this unproductive hole. We think good is okay. We think better is what we're striving for instead of being great. And how do we stop this? How do we get out of this?
Well, you know, you said not everyone can be great, and I agree. Not everyone can be great at something. I think most people can be great at some element of their business, and I think what tends to happen is that we stop sharpening our axe. Some people just stop trying to improve their business or improve their life. And that's the biggest mistake, I believe. I think that really successful businesses today immerse and engage in a culture of learning. And that's just not done as much as it could be.
Continuous learning.
I'm talking about
lifelong
learning. I'm singing to the choir, by the way, because the people listening to this show are not those people.
That's right.
Why would they be listening to
the show?
They're
all great. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening to the show, right?
Well, they're all trying to sharpen their axe, for sure. They're all trying to improve themselves, improve their business. So generally speaking, when I'm speaking to an audience, I'm talking to people that aren't in this room, which, you know, it's kind of crazy because they're not here, but
they
you need to go
up.
Back and tell them. They showed up. And so I think the way to get out of that hole is to show up. Is to immerse and engage in a culture of learning, is to find mentors. And if you don't have somebody that will really, truly mentor you, find virtual mentors. You can be, and you are, a virtual mentor for thousands and thousands and thousands of people because they can listen to you on the radio. They can
and
read
you. Find somebody who's successful. Find someone.
Yeah,
who has
don't listen to just anybody.
Well, you know, just like they say, don't ask a. If you want to get something done, ask a busy person to help you. You know,
and you want qualified people answering the question, and oftentimes they are busy people. Here's one of the things that I do in my organization because we have what we call a traffic light system that the directors, the regions that are really great they're green, and the ones that are good, they're really good, are in yellow, and then red, and then gray. And so, you know, people will say, oh, I got this great advice. I say, okay, well, where are they at in traffic lights? Oh, I think they're gray. Then burn your notes. Don't do anything those people just told you to do because they can't run their own region.
Right.
If they're in green, shut up. Don't say a single word other than tell me more and write as many notes as you possibly
thank you,
can.
And thank you for your time. Don't forget that.
And thank you for your time. I appreciate you spending this time with me. So you gotta know where you're getting your information from. And when you trust the source of the information, then you gotta be a sponge. You just gotta absorb as much information as possible. And I do believe that most people can be great at something.
What do you think great feels like? What do you think great? Well, how would we know when we get to great? My thinking, whenever I feel like I've been great, is when I feel like that it's almost gotten effortless. I'm hitting on all cylinders, and it's almost like, you know, when you hit a baseball right on the perfect spot, you don't even feel the ball. You hit a golf ball with a club, the best shot, you don't even feel the ball in the club. What do you think? I think that's what great feels like.
I think you're right. I think it's hard to describe. It's like, you know, describe the taste of a banana. It's hard to do. But I'll tell you what it is for me. For me, it's when I'm on stage and I'm talking and I just feel the energy is palpable.
Yeah, it's like you feel
it's
a spirit.
Like the light has gone
spirit,
on where people are like, yeah, I get it. And yeah. that's what it is for me.
Mm-hmm. Energy.
Yeah, lots of energy. And people, you know, you see the people in the audience are like, yeah, you know, I can do better. Yeah. I should do better. Why aren't I doing better?
BNI.com. Ivan, you want to give us another website? Yeah. How about your website?
Hey, my blog, IvanMeisner.com. Lots of great content up
there. Check it out, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. Ivan, thank you for everything you do. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Jim.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.